We're having a discussion what it meant. Let's see if we can figure it out today, with my mind being a little more clear than it was yesterday. Okay. So the goy gave a mashkin to the Jew for the Jew lent the goy money. The goy gave a mashkin, and the goy wants to come on Shabbos and exchange the mashkin. So we have potentially two issues over here. We have one issue over here, which is a question of business. Like he's dealing with his business on Shabbos, so the Jew shouldn't be doing that. And the second issue is the goy is going to be carrying out the mashkin, which belongs to the goy. But we saw before that didn't allow us to be in a situation where the goy is going to be doing hutzah, and his plan is to take this mashkin back home. So it's not like the case of the oichel where you could use it in the chotzer. It's definitely going beyond the chotzer. So since it's a malbush, he'll take it out there. Malbush, he'll wear it out. Okay, so this would be the malbush addresses the chotzer issue, and we're telling the halacha this doesn't exchange in the mashkin is not considered a masu matan issue. So I think it means the case of it was two Jews. The Malva and the Lover are both Jewish, and the Lover wanted to exchange the mashkin and could do the same thing, because it's not Masu Matan, it's Derech Malbush, so it's not a problem. Okay, so that's his point. It's so definitely not Masu Matan that even two Jews can do this. But if the goy is the one who picks it up and puts it down, so then it much more looks like that the Jew is not involved in some element of business over here of taking a mashkin for his loan business and giving out a mashkin, etc. So that looks like the Jew is involved in Masu Matan. Well, the Jew didn't touch it. Now, the question is then, if that's true, so the case of two Jews would be problematic. So Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about that. Okay, is that the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel? Derech Malbush. The Avachi is also, if it's not there, if it wasn't an item which could be worn, and he's not taking out Derech Malbush, it's going to be also Kishach HaBetash HaYisrael Kimen Shema Mushkanin Etzloi the Yomer Shema Yisrael Sibel HaTzioi Mekin Al B'Sakon Ches. It looks like the Jew is the one to tell him to take it out, even if the item belongs to the Goy. That was the case Mishnah Berurah said over there, Yichud HaMokim, it was the Goy's item, which means it's a Mashkin. That's not much the case. We said you can't do it. Miwi Men Huri Alom, if the Goy is a strong armed person, so the goy refuses to put the item on, and once it gets carried out, so we're allowed to let this exchange take place. Now the goy wants to take one and put a different one in its place. If the guy's taking the money and put it on a mashkin, it's also mutter. But actually, he can't touch the money and he can't make any cheshbon with the guy's taking. The Jew has a place where he stores the money, and then he's allowing the goy to go take the money and put a mashkin down, because he's trusting the goy that he's not taking too much money. So the Yisrael is not really transacting with the goy, but it definitely looks like there's the business transaction taking place. He's borrowing money and putting a mashkin. So the rabbi says it's usur, and only make all kiyum kesheni hudi alam. So the Mekilim are the Magen Rama Tosa Shabbos. Um, So the guy's coming to pay the money. I'm sorry, the guy's coming to pay. And he's taking the mashkin. So in the case of the mashkin is worth less value than the loan, if you don't accept the money of the guy now, you might have a situation where the guy won't pay afterwards, and if the mashkin is not worth the value of the loan, the Jew took a hefset. He accepted a mashkin, which was a collateral, which was under the value of the loan. So we allow to have the guy pay back the money and take the mashkin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not the case. I said the case before was the case of the guy's taking the money and putting on the mashkin. It's the other way around. The guy's bringing the money back. You know, he's repaying the loan, and he's repossessing his mashkin. So he's saying that's not called masu matan, because the guy's just putting money down. You didn't really transact with him. Other way around sounds more like masu matan. The Jew shouldn't touch it. Mishum echad mei mashkernes loy bayashin lo bechadish. The Jew's not touching either one of the mashkernes. But in the case of a Jew exchanging mashkernes, obviously the Jew is going to touch it, Jew to Jew. The Yisrael domestic matan kamashiloi. People will assume what's happening over here is some type of loan, a sheila, as opposed to business. Whereas by goy, the interface between the Jew and the goy probably wasn't just lending him an item to use; it was business. So if the guy is coming to get his mashkin, and I guess let's go back in this case about exchanging it. Okay. The Jew is worried that the second mashkin is not the right value. Another Jew says, I'll be the orev for this transaction. So that's already that Jew is getting involved in some type of a business transaction. He's mechayim himself, mominus, etc. So that's mimsuch hepsuch. Okay. Sif Dalad, moving away from business issues, moving away from carrying issues. Pasha offer any Yehuda la'atzma b'Shabbos. Yesh oisim yesh matirim. So can the Jew eat it? The argument being that maybe that over here the issue is going to be actually not because the guy did it for the Jew, the guy did it for himself. There is a potential issue of muksa and those type of things. So yesh oisim yesh matirim. But if the Jew pays him before Shabbos, then the goy is baking it for the Jew, not for the goy, not for himself, and that's also because then you have a goy doing baking for you on Shabbos. Okay. Yesh oisim tezayin. Why? Shema hoy yiso ben shmoshes kemach oy iso shenaroy lakus. So it was, if it was already flour or as dough, if it was kernels, so kernels can be eaten. You can munch on them. So they're not muksa because they're edible. If it's flour already, you can't eat flour, and if it's a dough, you can't eat dough. So. They're muksa because they're banish mashes, and then they remain muksa the rest of Shabbos. But filo im narmer dahavi hoyo oz chitim, the right lakos. Then the Yesharim says, and I'll take it a step further. And even if it would be possible that they were chitim at that point in time, so the chor they're not muksa because they were edible. But they were changed. So we should argue that this is because of a case of Nerlet. So Nerla is a extension of the concept of Muksa. The Lomas of Muksa is that it wasn't roy for usage, and it wasn't designated for Shabbos for usage. Nerla means that it just came into being now. So it means, by definition, it wasn't Mukhan from before Shabbos. So it changed enough to something which is impossible for a Jew to do on Shabbos, because he can't cook it, can't bake it. So that's a significant type of a change which the Jew couldn't facilitate. So he says it's a new thing, and then this new thing was not Mukhan. Okay, that's one explanation in the why it's awesome. That's the rush. Okay. But the Mishmur Yesha Yisr Mitam Acher, they say the Yisr is a totally different issue. Shema Yarmer Leni Huda the Vashel, that if we're going to allow the Jew to eat it, we're afraid that the Jew will ask a guy to do it for him. Babagav the Eni Yehudi Shelik Ner LaAtzmai LaGazrinan K'mashikusav. So we had before, if a goy lights a nair for himself, the Jew has a lot of benefit from the nair. And we're not going to, that we can't let the Jew benefit because maybe the Jew will ask the goy to light a nair. So over here we're saying you can't eat the bread because the Jew might ask him to bake the bread. He says, no, what's the difference? People have a stronger desire for food, so there's more of a concern. Because the Magen Rambam in the Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, the Medirei Mechaber Shom Mashu the Sirlei Ketam Hazeh, and in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Magen Rambam's Medayik, the Shulchan Aruch follows that explanation. Okay, Lahut, a person is running after something, he has a strong desire for it. Okay, V'yesh Matir Yud Zayin. The Machalki Ben Midi the Barachilo, the La Barachilo, Makalachim Kibim Shaso, Bishil Atzmai. So, in regards to the second concern, it's the same thing as an heir. The Goy did it clearly for himself, that wasn't the issue. We're not worried about that. We know for sure the Goy did it for himself. So, it's like he lit an heir for himself. So, we don't have the Mir Lakam issue. What about the Mux issue? Binyan Muxa, Sir Lay. So this is a discussion in regards to an item of a goy, which is not usable during a Shabbos, and the goy has the ability to make it usable. So is that called muksa? Because the whole lomus of there's a muksa of something which is not the muksa of. Eitzim avonim are muksa because b'chal they're not right for usage. Raw meat we discussed before. We actually said raw meat is edible as is. Raw fish was not edible. So now it's the opposite. Raw meat is muksa because it has no use. It's not a kli and it's not edible, so it has no use. It's useless. So from before Shabbos, you're not expecting to use it. So even if something would happen, make it usable on Shabbos, it still would remain muksa. But that's all relevant. We saw over there the concept of government by the other, something which a person is able to make it usable. For example, the more actually discusses pots which are reseach ben shmoshes. So they're so hot to eat. The chadash be muksa because being a beginning of Shabbos ben shmoshes when you convey the status of the item, it was useless because it's too hot to eat. Yeah, but the way it works, you have the ability to cool it down by taking it off the fire, and it'll cool down and become roy. So that's called garment of the autumn. Garment of the autumn is not muksa. So what's nafkmina? A garment of the autumn, which a Jew does for what a Jew is allowed to do, or for what a goy does, what a goy is allowed to do. Either way, it's garment of the autumn. So that it doesn't get dinner muksa. Because we say the shemar zerua, the midirei akol in bishul offer. Eved Yisrael b'Shabbos feel the tzarech atzmai. I feel the b'Shabbos rishona upam rishona. It's the first day on the job. Shein Eved Yudea im Adono yochel mizeh im lahav. He doesn't know the Jew that his owner will eat from it. Why? If they shahu makiroi, makiroi the Shabbos of Cheres ain shom. So that if we're going to allow it to do it, the Jew will rely on the Eved making this bread, and the Eved deep down understands the expectation of his owner that he should be making this bread to make it available for him. So even though I don't speak it out, that's what's going to happen, is that he's going to be making that bread for him. So it's going to be margil, it's going to be margil him to do this in the future. B'shas atchak, your makel, for so there's bris mila, tzarech birchas amotzi, so you semech alam etirim. Kagayin, b'shas atchak was the first example. Shadar kfar yechidi, she yapshal adishol pas b'chavera. Right now he has no bread, and he can't get it from anybody else. So that's a shas atchak. Almatirim. And bechol makom yisur shel likro yisur the base of the frayel loydamav the habi mecha chumemker vayin lebashem mishin chav gimel siftalin. So you can't do the business aspect of paying him, or even just setting up the payment, because that goes into discussing the payment, that goes into the masa mount element of it. The Rambam said, but you can't give him money. There's also the derekova filosof mitzvah, because then when the guy is baking, he's actually baking it with focusing on he's doing it for the Jew. So the Jew should have bread, so he's doing it for the Jew. So that's already considered like the mir lakum. It's like a shlichus. The guy's doing it for him.
What happened to Pashas
Yisrael? There is a. So if you tell the shit about Bir Lachal La'atzmai, so Hai La'atzmai is Lav Dafka. La'atzmai means there is no personal use. So that's passive of Balabayas. Why? So if the Lachal La'atzmai is Lav Dafka, the Ema Hayinu Yardim Shu La'atzmai. He baked it for his own personal use. Afila b'chol is also the Yisrael lechem imenu to have pass shabbat abayis. Was a kliyama k'moshe calls of yirdei sim and kufiyit beitz. L'bishas l'chak shein motzi pass acher klal. L'mayr b'pash oisa limkor. So the Talmud case that he baked it for not for a specific Jew. He baked it because he wants to sell it. Now, when a person's baking to sell, we're going to see that there's a loch. It depends on the city. What's the right of the people in the city? The right of the people in the city are Jewish, and the guy's baking at the cellar, we say he's baking al das Yisrael. So Vaiter is also. The case was, he ir b'sharuba in a Yehudi. The city was right of non-Jews. The adai to the rubah of it, and we assume that the person is doing it, he's doing it adai to the rubah. He's having in mind the people which are the majority of the city. So he's doing al das for goyim. So there is no, it's not pas. Since he's doing it to sell, that's pas palter. Since he's doing it al das the goyim, because right where the people in the city were goyim, so it's not done al das to Israel. So now we have our case. Which, what's the status over here? Because of the mux issue, or because of this potential mir lachem issue?
We had the chumrah to rely on pas palter on Shabbos.
We had that preferably a person should be machmer, correct? But if he has no other option, he has no option. Because lots of hanu shaloi offer b'shvil Yisrael, if he didn't bake it simply with intent for the Jew or for a Jew, but he baked it just alstam al das to people in the city. Well, so we'll see this din of roiv later on in the simon. Sif hey. Any Yehudi should saw dogim. So at the beginning of Shabbos, this was something which was mechusar tzeda, so that's muksa. There was in the case over here of the pas, the goy owned he owned the flour, he owned the kernels, he owned the dough. So it's a question of what to do with it. So you say, well, since it's biyad, the sheet says it's makel because it's biyad the goy, and the goy can do whatever he wants with it. There's fish which is hefter. You can't say they're not muksa, because since if a goy wanted to catch them, therefore they make them not muksa. But right now they're not emel shaychus to the goy. I mean, it's not Yisrael. There's no way to get to them. So those are definitely muksa. The fact that the goy now went and caught the fish on Shabbos doesn't make them. It's too late. It's muksa already. Liga Paris la'atzmoy, or he gathered. They were the fruits were mechuber the karka beginning of Shabbos. We'll see who was they were. He did it. Even did it la'atzmoy. He did it. The guy did it for himself, for his own use, or to sell or whatever the case would be. Right, but so he didn't do all das Yisrael. So you don't have a problem without that, but it's certainly a sale because they're muksa. Beginning of Shabbos, they were mechuber l'karka, or they were muksa because they're mechuser tzeira. Philosophic im liktan oitzadon hayam. Even if it's a case of a sophic, so we should argue l'chara sveka l'bron l'kulot. We're machmer. Asurim b'rabayam. So they're asur on Shabbos because this is goes under the umbrella of the halacha of Mukhan, which so the Prima Gadim says the Gemara in Bay and Gimel and Bay's, yeah, Gimel and Bay's, and there's a Tosfos Yeshanim, a Gideon Tosfos, which says even though we have a rule somewhat around the Kulav, since the din of Achana is based on a Pasuk. So Chazal or Masmich, the din of that something has to be Mukhan for Shabbos on that Pasuk. So a Durban which has an Asmachta Gemura is more Chomer, and they don't say Sabar Ban the Kula. There are two types of Asmachtas. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha Kalala says there are two types of Asmachtas. We call it Asmachta Ba'alma and Asmachta, and there's an Asmachta Gemura. It's based on a Ritva, I think, if I recall correctly. So, Asmachta Ba'alma is the cloud that the din is not really in any way connected back to this Pasuk, but Chazal found some way to make a connection to the Pasuk. It's more like a mnemonic of those type of things. But Asmachta Gemura, which means that Chazal really looked at the Pasuk and said, you know, it's not explicit in the Pasuk, but there's definitely indications over here that this is what the Torah wants, and therefore we're going to generate this halacha. So it's not explicit in the Torah enough that it's a deraisa. But Chazal caught the spirit of the law, the message of the Pasuk, and therefore they create the issur. So they're doing it based on a Pasuk. So that's called, that's not the Gemara. You don't say something around the Kula. Mashab, it's on the side of the page of the in Sefer Beis nowadays. The Mashal didn't have that, you know, on the side. But he brought it down. The Prima Gadim in Psicha Kalalos quotes that piece. So Mukhan is going to be a problem. Safik Mukhan is the Chumrah. So you don't know for sure if these fish were captured for Shabbos or on Shabbos. Well, they're captured on Shabbos. They're also it's a Safik Mukhan. So Mukhan your Machmer. Asur Baba Yom. But we'll see in the case of Amir al-Akum, or we discussed before, but also where the Jew asked the goy to do something for him. So Chazal said, not only can you not benefit from what you asked the goy to do on Shabbos, but even Motzi Shabbos, you can't benefit from it until the time has elapsed that he could have done the whole work after Shabbos. But over here, the goy is not doing it for the Jew. That's not the issue. So there's no issue of the only issue is that this item wasn't usable getting a Shabbos. So the issue that the Jew has is also the demuchan or lack thereof a muchan. So once the Shabbos is over, it's mutter.
In the case where Laban said Yaakov needed to wait another week for Rachel, we learn out Shev Rachas from that. Would that be Asmachta
Gemura? Maybe. Maybe. I Well, there's a concept, but it's not like exactly the same, but you find this idea that the Torah is sort of like hinting to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim are picking up the ball and running with it. By Chol HaMoed, the Ramban learns and other Rishonim learn that it's Chol HaMoed, mitzad din HaTorah, there's no clear isur, what's us or what's mutter. The Chachamim decided. Moshe, because of the Chachamim, the Psukim indicate that there's some type of something wrong on Chol HaMoed, and the Torah left it open for the Chachamim to decide what it should be. So the Torah is sort of, as it were, relying on the fact that the Chachamim come along and make some type of getter.
But once they do, isn't it then the Rais?
That's the Rais.
Yes, that's even beyond.
Right, it's not exactly the same, but this concept that the Torah is sort of like leaving certain things up to the Chachamim, but sort of indicating that's what it wants, exists, the concept, you know, it's in the Kiddush of the Skinim Tosis, the Tosis Yeshanim. The concept exists in different forms, some are more common than others, but the concept exists already. Chaf Aleph, Sadogim, Vedeklam, and Vedeklam, Oster, Meshum, the Hu, Vare, Muksa. One other thing I want to point out. The Muksa of Tiltal is the Rabbanon, you don't say Sabakul Chumra. Muksa of Tashmish, of Hanoa, is the, that's where the Din of Mukhar is the Din of Achila, or benefiting from it, or usage. So that's what we say. We say Suffolk is the Chumra, but not the Gavi Atiltal. The Huvare Muksa Shinitzara B'Shabbos Lohayim Mezumanim Me'asma. They weren't ready to use him before Shabbos. V'Kolshken Ha'osim Gam Pas B'Siftalad. If you hold passes also, this case is definitely Osir. But even the Matirim in bypass say over here that the murder that's Osir. Of Dafkas Sodan in Yehudi, doing the Sodan Mealayan, Bishabbos, Bamatsuda Shaprosa Meir Shabbos. Somebody set a trap, and the animal got trapped through the trap on Shabbos. It's the same problem. You know, it isn't because the goy did work, it's because before Shabbos it wasn't available. Look at Paris. Kanke Mishum Muksa, the Mechaborim Hoye Ben Shmoshes. So they're Mechur Ben Shmoshes, therefore they're Muksa. Point one. Now over here, and the gam the gazinim bezeh shema yalo yitlish because it goes to Paris and Oshim b'Shabbos kileil b'simin shin chabeis. So there's a gzeret rabbanon that Chazal does not allow you to use items which became detached on Shabbos because a person then might forget whatever it is and by mistake pick something on Shabbos. Mishum d'adam lo reyan v'gam b'kal hulatosha. So this gzeira is, we apply this over here. We don't apply this by some of the other sermons. That's because this is foodstuffs, which people really want, and it's a very quick action. So the combination of the two, we're guys. Wouldn't count shenilashu ayirani huri. They'll agree the shneim litlashu shal ayirani yisrael. So no difference if it got detached on its own or the goy detached it is the same thing. But it wasn't ayirani yisrael, so. In the beginning of Shabbos, there was nowhere for the Jew to get it. And now, as far as the Jews are concerned, it happened. So certainly, Yisrael ben Bechila ben Betilto. So now, we should... let's go back on a case where Tavarai. So in that case, it's also it's Vari Muksa, it's also Bechil, and it's also Betiltal as well. Now, in the case of Safak, the Safak, Safak Mukhan Osir, Phil Matim, the Kamon, Siv Zion, Besafak, Linyan Motsi Shabbos, Bezem Oidi, Bekil Kamei. Fine, but after Sabbath, who the also the Tlinin, the Barba Yerim, Nitzaydu, Minit Lashu. We don't know, so we take that into consideration. Our Nikrat Shinilashu Meir Shabbos, Kagoyan Parish and Nichmashu, the Paris have sort of started to soften a little bit. So they're not ripe, they're like, they weren't like that in the tree. They start to like wither a little bit. You can use different rechachos to decide the issue. The dafkas because also malacha b'shir you saw the guy did it for the Jew. Who the gazal lesser akreshiye osu kamei b'sif sharchazin. There is also a need to answer b'kreshiye osu. Otherwise, the person might be motivated to ask the guy. There's no gzeira. The goy's not doing for you anything for you. The item itself is problematic. The item's personal problem doesn't ask it much to Shabbos. So we're good to go. Right after Shabbos. Okay, let's hold it here.